Hey there, traders. Looking to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes a day? Then you need to head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com right now, where you can get our five-step system to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes per day. And the only place to get that is at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
So moving averages are quantifiable. And boy, do I love using these moving averages. Because not only can you use them to get in, but then you can use them to trail your stops. And you have the data on how it's going to perform.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Hey there, traders. Welcome back to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. Today, we have a special lesson for you. I'm putting it here on the podcast because I really believe that this is going to provide you massive, massive value. And that's what I'm trying to do here. And hey, listen, if this podcast was useful to you at all, I really highly suggest that you go check out the full trading course at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
Markets are people. People are predictable. Outlier can show you how to track market fear and greed with artificial intelligence on over 1,300 of the largest market cap names. Visit Outlier.com to learn more. That's OVTLYR.com. They have a free pilot program for the rest of 2021 that you can get access to right now at OVTLYR.com. That's OVTLYR.com.
Hey, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you'll be notified every time we give you more tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter every single week. Hey there, traders. Welcome back to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. Today, we are covering more trading habits. Last time, we covered trading habits 1 to 4. Now, we're going to be covering trading habits number 5 to 8. And this is coming from my friend Steve Burns' book, Trading Habits, 39 of the World's Most Powerful Stock Market Rules. And let's recap as we go through here. Rules 1 to 4 were a winning trading system must either be designed to have a large winning percentage or big wins and small losses. Number 2, your trading system must be built on quantifiable facts and not opinions. Number 3, look for low risk, high reward, and high probability setups. And if you haven't watched last week's video, go check that out, because I showed exactly what I mean by that in an AMD example, where I basically risked 1 to make 16. And last time, the answer to the question, so this is number 4 habit, the answer to the question, what is the trend? The question is, what is your time frame? And we showed a great example on how we went through a 1 5-minute, 1 hour, 1 day, and 1 month charts, and how they all kind of told different stories for the same stock. So this is number 5. Start with the weekly price chart to establish the long-term trend. Then work down through the daily and hourly charts to trade in direction of that trend. The odds are better if you're trading in the direction of the long-term trend. So he's saying that if you want to go short something, well, the weekly chart needs to show that's in a bearish position. And the daily chart needs to show it's in a bearish position. And the intraday chart needs to show it's in a bearish position. The way that I do that is I look at, in fact, I'll just show you right here on the screen, right? These are some of my checklists. This is a really cool feature in TrendSpider. So I am in JP Morgan right now. Let's change this to the daily. And of course, I could be out, obviously, by the time you watch this. So not financial advice. But some of the things I look at are, you know, is the price greater than the 50-day? So I know that it's moving up. Is the 12-minute chart, right? Is it crossed into a bullish position? I'm looking on a weekly, I'm looking on a monthly, and I'm looking on an intraday. I want to snipe this trade so that the only thing it does when I get in is go up because it's trading on that trend. And you know what? The best trades are the ones that are the easiest to manage. So yeah, Steve's point here, start with weekly. The work down to daily and then hourly. Trade in the direction of the trend. If any one of those don't line up, it's not the right time. And that's okay, right? Move on to the next trade. Move on to the next setup. Like we're going to move on to number 6. The more times a support or resistance level is tested, the greater the odds it will be broken. Old resistance can become the new support, and the old support may become the new resistance. So I actually haven't prepared for an example on this one, but we'll look around. Right, so you could consider like this level, a support or resistance level, right? I am not a Chartist in any way, shape, or form. But what Steve's point is saying is that what once used to be support can now become resistance. And what used to be resistance, you may now become support. And if that's the way you trade, then you can work on those type of setups. Going to number 7. Moving averages can quantify trends and create signals for entries, exits, and stops. That's my kind right there. That is my kind of trading. Let's talk about that. Moving averages can quantify trends and create signals for entries, exits, and stops. Moving averages, right? That's always what's on my screen. In fact, let's go through some of these moving averages I have on here. I have the purple line, which is the 3-day, the gray line, which is the 5-day, the blue line is the 10-day, the black line is the 20-day, this red line here is a 50-day, this dark green line below is the 200-day, and finally, this is the Keltner channel, which is based on two average true ranges above the 20-day. Now, what in the world is all this for? Well, number one, there's the idea of a false breakout, and that's why I put a 3-day moving average on my chart. I want to make sure that over the last 3 days, we have crossed over the 10. If the 10 is my signal, I want to just get some confirmation, right? I don't want to get in right away and then just watch it turn around. That's why I built this system to work the way that it does, because I would jump in to something if it crossed over the 10, and then I'd have to get immediately back out, take a loss, and it sucked, right? Losing's never fun, but you take those small risks. Now, the other lines on there are the ones that I use for backtesting, okay? So let's say, so this is Bank of America. Let's say I want to go above and below the 5-day. That's the gray line as my signal. So that's Steve's number 7 rule here. Moving averages can quantify trends and create signals. So if I use the 5-day, this shows that this stock would have a 70% cumulative return, okay, through their simulations and everything else in here. The average win, 2.69%. Average loss, 2.4, okay? Has a 54% win rate. So that's not huge. But cumulatively, it makes sense to do this trade. So that's what I'm doing. So moving averages are quantifiable. And boy, do I love using these moving averages. Because not only can you use them to get in, but then you can use them to trail your stops. And you have the data on how it's going to perform. So this is our final habit for today. Bull markets have no long-term resistance and bear markets have no long-term support. Tell you what, we just recently went through a bear market and an aggressive bull market. Let's talk about that, right? Bull markets have no long-term resistance. Did you know that this was the fastest doubling in the history of the S&P 500? In fact, I may have to go to a monthly chart. Look at this. Look at the slope of that line, right? This is the bottom, March 2020 to today. It's 106% in 17 months, right? Don't tell me that there is resistance here. Don't tell me that a bull market has resistance at this point, because it can go up so much higher. Because there is no long-term resistance. There's no point where there's somebody up there saying, I'm just trying to get back to even. Because that's already happened a long time ago. And conversely, right, if we look at the daily chart when COVID was happening, or when it first hit, remove all the marks. Now it's October. Oh, wait. Still got to go back further. Hang on. Here we are.
right? You could say at anywhere on this, there was support. But really, we watched the market go down 35% within 1 month. That's scary. And you don't know how far that's going to go. It could be a 50% down move. So don't try and think that you're smarter than the market. The best traders I know all basically say the same thing. The market is the engine, and I am the caboose. The market's going to tell me where it's going to go, and I'm just going to follow along with it. And that's what Steve's point is here. Bull markets have no long-term resistance, and bear markets have no long-term support. So, hey, I hope you found this useful, right? I love doing series like this. And this gets us up to number 8 of the 39 habits for stock traders. Let's see if I can go back to the first page. Hang on. Give this the justice it deserves here. Bam, trading habits. 39 of the world's most powerful stock market rules. Hey, I hope that you found this useful. If you did, make sure to leave a like and share it with somebody that you know. And subscribe if it's your first time here. And turn on those notifications. That way you never miss any of the tools, tips, and tricks that we upload every single week to help you trade faster and trade smarter. And I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, so what'd you think? That was pretty incredible, right? Now, if you liked that, that's only a taste, only a sample of what you're going to find in the full AI stock trading system. And I really highly encourage you to go and check this out. Obviously, you are interested in learning and how to trade, and that's why you're listening to this podcast. Now, I'm going to take and download my entire trading system that I use day in and day out onto you. And the only way I'm going to be able to do that is over at the AIStockTradingSystem.com. You're going to get phase 1, 2, and 3, several bonuses. And on top of that, I'm going to walk you through over a dozen trades that I put on inside of my account, holding your hand and showing you exactly how I got in, how I got out, how I use the artificial intelligence data, and how this could work inside of your own trading portfolio on a daily basis. So make sure you head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com to learn more and to get started and to download my decade plus worth of trading experience into your hands so you can start using the AI Stock Trading System today, the 5-step system to take the guesswork out of trading. Hey, if you like this video, let me know by leaving me a like below and then subscribe and share it with somebody you think could use it as well. Be sure to comment below with your biggest takeaway from this episode and any suggestions you have for future episodes. And finally, make sure you watch these other videos to help you trade faster and trade smarter, and I'll see you on the next episode.
10MinuteStockTrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule, through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not in the business of trading securities trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice, tailored to any particular client situation or investment objectives. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Stocks, options, futures, futures options, and other financial instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment and financial trading decisions, and for evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any financial security and broker platform. For more information, please visit 10MinuteStockTrader.com/legal. And thanks for stopping by.